I was born up in New England on Cape Cod. And if you go there, you'll see that the houses along the seashore have either balconies in the front or even more often a flat top to the roof with a railing around it. And this is where, because most of the families were seafaring, the wives and families of sailors would wait for ships to come back into port. And oftentimes, they would have no idea when it was coming back, or they'd have a very vague idea in a time when there was very little communication once a boat left. But oftentimes, it would go far past the time when the ship was supposed to come. And perhaps it was lost at sea and was never heard from again. But so often you'd see elderly women who would stand there day after day. Well, not when I was there. This is back in the 1800s. I'm not that old. But I hear you would see women that would stand there day after day waiting for their husbands to return. And so they became known as widows' walks, because the widows would so often wait for their husbands to return, even when they had been years away and had most likely been lost. You know, we wait for those whom we love. We don't wait up for people that we don't care about. This is why Christ is always telling us, and especially in this time of Advent, to wait, to be awake, and to wait for him. Because we don't know when he'll return into our lives, when we'll face that final judgment. It'll either be at the end of our life or at the end of time. For most of us, it'll be the end of our life. And judgment leads us either to eternal life, or a life without God, a life where we're condemned because of the way that we've lived our lives. God warns us not to sleep. Now, he wants us to get a good night's sleep, otherwise I'd be in real trouble. But he's telling us to be spiritually awake. He wants for us to be spiritually awake so that we're ready when he returns. Why? Because we wait for the ones that we love. But in order to love God, we have to be in relationship with him. We have to know him. If we don't know God, we can't really love him at all because we don't know what we're loving. And how do we do that? Well, Advent is a time that is very specific. It's shorter than Lent. It's only a few weeks, especially this year. We only have 3 weeks of Advent. So what can we do in this finite amount of time to listen to Christ and really come to know and love him? No matter where we are, whether we feel ourselves very distant from God and we need to really jumpstart that relationship, or we already feel close, we can always grow in love for God because his love for us is infinite. Ours is finite. So there's a few ways that we can do this. First of all, whether it's been a while since we've been or not, we need to go to confession, because that's where we get that fresh start. You know, it's a great way to start off the year, because this liturgical year, because it allows us to receive all the grace that we need in coming to know God. So definitely go sometime this Advent. We even are starting confessions earlier on Thursdays during Advent. So you can go starting at 7 p.m. So that's a great time after work to be able to come by, go to confession, and then, of course, on Saturday. This is a great opportunity for all of us. I'm going myself on Monday. I don't go here because I have to go to Father Saunders, and don't go to confession to your boss, you know. He's the only game in town for me, so I go somewhere else. So does he. We both do. But I am going on Monday, so I'm true to this myself. Believe it or not, I've committed some sins. I need to go. We all need to go. That's a great way to start off Advent. And then to pray every day. Now, that can be something abstract. I really recommend that we try praying the rosary. You know, that's what Mary is always saying, to pray the rosary. We can't do better than Mary, especially since Mary practiced the first Advent. The 9 months of Christ being in her womb, that was the first Advent. So if she says to pray the rosary every day, I think that's a good place to start. If we can't start with all 5 decades, then just do an Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and build yourself up. Or do part of it throughout the day. You don't have to sit there for 15 minutes and do the whole thing. But it's very meditative prayer. It's not tedious if we really meditate upon what the mysteries are. Maybe do the joyful mysteries, because you can do whichever ones you want. If you want to spend all of Advent doing the joyful mysteries like I do, and then I spend all of Lent doing the sorrowful mysteries, that's a great thing, because you're meditating on the actual events that you're preparing for, the Annunciation, the Visitation, and ultimately the Nativity. Also read some. Now, for every family, we're providing, as we usually do, a little Magnificat Advent reader. And the little scripture reading and meditation probably takes less than 5 minutes to read. But if you commit to doing that each day, that's a way to come closer to God, because you start to think about Him in a real way. Because our souls, which is what comes close to God, is intellect and will. We have to choose to know God, and then we know Him by doing things like reading the Magnificat each day. That's a great way to grow closer to God. And then try to go to Mass one day beyond Sunday. You know, again, for Advent, we have a new schedule. So starting in Advent, on Tuesday and Thursday, we're not having the 6:45 a.m. Mass. We're having, though, a 5:15 p.m. Mass. So if you find yourself coming back from work or finishing with whatever you're doing around 5 o'clock, come over here for Mass on the way home. Because on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can still go 6:45 or 8:30. But on Tuesday and Thursday, you can go at 8:30 or 5:15. So make it a commitment. Pick one day and decide that I'm either going to get up early or drop by church on the way home and go to Mass one extra day. You don't have to go every day. Well, that's a great thing to do, to build up to. But try to pick that one extra day. It doubles the amount of sacramental grace you get in a week. You know, mothers have a relationship with their child before they're ever born. And so our relationship with Christ begins not on Christmas Day, but as we prepare for the coming of Christ. So together, let's wake up spiritually and have the greatest Advent ever. Because if we really throw ourselves into Advent this year, then we give ourselves the best gift, the gift of an open heart, for the greatest gift of all, which is Christ coming to dwell in that heart.